From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey.
The trouble with you, my dear wife, is that you're spending too much money on clothes.
Clothes? Why, I have nothing but rags.
Then you're spending too much money on rags.
Rags? Why, you...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey. Hello, Charlie. You know, I passed your house last night.
You did? Thanks.
Why, that's a fine thing to say.
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
Boy, it's a tough job to run a restaurant. Though I'm be glad what New Year's is over, because on New Year's Eve, everybody stays up so late. I didn't get to bed myself that night till almost 10 o'clock. Oh, we did have a big celebration here in the restaurant. Everybody was so gay and so happy. They was laughing and singing and dancing. You wouldn't believe this, but some of the men even kissed their own wives. Of course, it's all right to celebrate New Year's Eve, but some people overdo it, you see. This morning when I was sweeping up, found two fellas still under a table. I says, "From what's the idea? Don't you got no home?" They says, "Are you kidding? This is California. Who's got a home?" I says, "Well, if you want to sleep, you better go outside in the alley." Said, "If I put him in the alley, they'll report me to the OPA. Because the alley has don't got no ceiling." Oh, well, I guess what they're right is hard to find any place to rent today. See, I'm like for to be able to help a lot of people find a place to live. You know, I wish what I had an apartment house with 10,000 apartments in. You know what I'd do? I'd make everybody for to move out. Then I'd have 10,000 empty apartments and lots of people could move in. Say, that gives me an idea. Why couldn't I build an apartment house on that empty land what I got in the back of the restaurant here? Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Say, Betty, I've just got an idea. I'm like for to build an apartment house in the back here.
Build an apartment house?
Yes, sir.
Why, the land in back is only 10 by 12 feet.
Well, I thought I could put up a high, narrow building and rent it only to thin people, you see? Yes, Betty, I would like for to be able to do something to help out the housing shortage, because I was reading in the papers what over 800,000 people are sleeping in tents.
800,000 people sleeping in tents?
Yes.
Where?
Someplace in Arabia. I don't know.
Arabia? Why, Parkey, Arabia is thousands of miles from here.
It is. I thought it was right outside of Pismo Beach. What do you know?
Hi, Betty. Hello, Parkey.
Oh, hello,
Hi,
Abby.
Obie.
Say, I was just telling Betty what I would like to do up is something for to be able to help us, the poor, unfortunate people, which they don't be able to find no place to live, you see?
Well, speaking of unfortunate people, Parkey, yes. I want to talk to you about my brother-in-law.
Yes, if he's your brother-in-law, Opie, he must be unfortunate.
Sir, you boys pardon me. That lady wants to pay her check.
Yeah, go ahead, Betty. It's all right.
You see, Parkey, my brother-in-law just took off his uniform, and I thought you might rent him one of your windows.
I don't get it. You mean he wants to stand in my window without no uniform? What is it?
No. He wants to go into business, and he can't find a store to rent, so I thought you'd rent him space in your window.
Oh, you mean he wants to use my window space for his business?
Well, that's right, yeah. You know, this is a restaurant. You don't use the window for nothing. Besides, you'll be doing a good turn for that boy.
Wants to rent my window, huh?
Yeah, it'll be a good thing for you, too, Parkey. It'll bring a lot more people into the restaurant. My brother-in-law's right outside now. Why don't you let me call him in and you can make a deal with him? I'll go get him.
Yeah, go ahead. Never thought about renting out one of my windows, but I guess that would help the boy get started in business.
Well, here he is, Parkey. I want you to meet my brother-in-law, Happy Harry.
Oh, so you're the guy, huh? Opie's been telling me all about you. I'm glad to know you, Porky.
Look, my name is not Porky. It's Parkey. Porky is a ham.
Well, what do you think you are, filet mignon?
Say, Opie tells me what you're just out of uniform.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm glad to get out of it, too.
Yeah, what was it, in the Navy?
No, none of that Navy stuff for me. I can't stand the rolling of them ships.
I see, well, I was in the Army, huh?
How could I be in the Army? I got flat feet.
Oh, what was you, a Marine?
No, I wasn't no Marine.
You said you're just out of uniform. What uniform you just out of?
Western Union.
Western Union?
Yeah. Well, so you want me to rent one of your windows, huh? I can't make up my mind whether I should or not.
Oh, well, look, mister, don't do me no favors, you know. Here, I'm going to be too anxious. That's
listen, office. Brother, listen, let me tell you one thing. Before I rent one of your windows around here, you have to do some fixing up around here.
Oh, look, fellas, I don't think what I want to bother with the whole thing. You can't rent one, but let's forget the whole thing. Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, look here, Pinky.
Pinky, my name is not Pinky, it's Parky.
Okay.
Yes.
As I was saying, Opie let me in here last night to look over the place after he was closed up. I think it'll be okay. So I had my lawyer draw up a lease. Here, got it right here. If you'll sign it, I can move my stuff right in and start doing business right away.
Parky, didn't I tell you Harry is a wonderful guy? You're going to love him.
Yeah, I can see that. Is this where I'm signed the lease right there?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Here's a fountain pen.
Thank you. Okay, there you are. Park your cockies, there.
Yeah, fine, that's fine. Now, if you'll give me a deposit of $40, everything will be fine.
Wait a minute, give you a deposit? Why I have to give you a deposit? What's that for?
For the first month's rent.
Oh, wait a minute. You're supposed to give me the first month's rent.
What? You mean to say you ain't going to put up nothing to show your goodwill? Say, what do you think I am, a sap? Look, mister, look. What guarantee have I got that you won't move out of here?
Guarantee what I'll move out. I've been here 18 years.
Ah, go on. I heard that line before.
Oh,
you still have to put up a deposit. Don't forget, I don't know you from Adam. I never saw you before in my life.
Harry's right, Parky. After all, you are a perfect stranger.
Well, sure.
I'm surprised that you're trying to take advantage of him.
I'm not trying to take advantage of him. I never heard of this. Me, he's renting from... all right, I'll put up the deposit. Here. Here's your $40.
Hey, just a minute, Bob. Just a minute. It's a good thing I noticed that.
What, yeah, what is it?
What is it? Well, you ain't got no ventilation over that window you just rented me. You'll have to knock out a big hole in the ceiling and put a fan up there. And you better get it in this afternoon or I'll report you to the Board of Health.
Report me to the Board of Health?
Yeah.
How did I ever get mixed up with a guy like this?
Well, now, look, Parky, you can't blame Harry. All he wants is what's coming to him. Don't forget, he's paying you good rent for this place.
He's paying me good rent? I just gave him $40. Hoping this is all your fault.
My fault?
Yes.
You know, that's what I get for helping you.
Look, look, you two fellas. If you don't stop yelling around here, I'll throw both of you out of my place.
Your place? Floppy, I'll never forgive you for this.
Yeah, and another thing, Spooky.
Look, my name is not Spooky, it's Parky.
I want you to clean out your refrigerator back there in the kitchen and make it move it out here in front for me. I'll have to borrow it for a couple of months.
Borrow my refrigerator? You mean you're going to put my refrigerator in your window? Look, mister, this is a restaurant. I was going to look at a big refrigerator standing in my window.
Well, that's where it'll have to go.
Yeah.
Don't forget, a refrigerator is the most important thing in my business.
Say, by the way, I forgot to ask you. What kind of business are you going to do in my window?
I sell hamburgers.
Okay, what did you do to me? You rented my window to a competitor. Get this fella out of here.
Eddie Rhodes sings, I'm Gonna Love That Guy.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's the fella that I adore. When I'm in his arms again, then my dreams will all come true, and the years between might never have been. We'll start our life like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. He'll hold my heart again forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. Never part again, he'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before.
Williams.
Hey, what's going on here, Parky? Who's the new fella selling hamburgers in the window? What are you doing, enlarging the place?
Oh, Bob, that Hoppy Gates has got me in so much trouble. I am so mad, I couldn't...
Well, there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yes, I better light an old gold, Bob, because that is the only thing what I could always be sure for getting some comfort and pleasure.
Oh, you're right, Parky. But you can't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry. And that's why, to help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples that we call apple honey.
Yeah, I know. That apple honey sure is a wonderful thing. And tell me about that leather key, will you? That is so interesting.
I'll be glad to, Parky. You see, for extra flavor, Old Gold uses Latakia, a rare imported tobacco, to enrich its blend of many great tobaccos. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's what makes Old Gold a truly great cigarette. That's why every day, more and more people are sold on Old Gold. Well, see you later, Parker.
Yeah, see you later. Oh, my, just looking at that Happy Harry standing in my window selling hamburgers. Ever since what he's been here, I'm done doing no business. Everybody comes in, buys a hamburger, and goes out. Wait till I see that Hoppy Gates, what he did to me. Here he comes now. Hoppy, say, Hoppy, come here. I want to see you, Hoppy. Come here.
Yeah, and I want to see you too, Parky. Yeah. You know, my brother-in-law, Happy Harry, is pretty mad at you.
He's mad at me?
Yes, sir. He told you to clean out your refrigerator and move it out front, and you ain't done it yet.
You bet I'm done it yet, and I don't intend to done it either.
Wait a minute. Not so loud. Don't let Happy Harry hear you. He's sensitive, you know. He may get real sore and make you put up more deposits.
Say, look, Hoppy, how did I ever let you talk me into this? You are ruining me, you know that?
Well, you be careful what you say, Parker. Here comes Happy Harry now.
Hey, I want to see you, Pasty.
My name is not Pasty. It's Parky.
Okay. Say, look, have you got a couple onions you can let me have?
No, I don't got no onions.
Well, go out and get some. I need them. You know when you go with hamburgers? A fine joint you're running here. Imagine running a restaurant without no onions. Boy, that's a hot one that is.
Yeah, I'll show you what's a hot one, mister. Lease or no lease, you're going to move out of here. Betty. Say, Betty.
What is it, Parky?
What could I do about getting rid of that man?
Well, frankly, I don't know how you can get out of that lease, Parky. Perhaps you should go and see a lawyer. Gee, that Abby Harry has more nerve than anybody I ever saw in my whole life.
Oh, Betty, have I been miserable since I met Happy Harry. You say a lawyer? You're right. Where's my hat? I'll go over and see a lawyer right now. Maybe what he'll tell me how I could get rid of him. Chicory, chick, chala, chala, chicola, romani. In a bananicus. Gee, I don't know which one to ask for. I think I'll ask for Mr. Bananicus. Well, I'll go in.
How do you do, sir? Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like for to see Mr. Bananicus.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Bananicus isn't with us anymore.
You say he's done be with you no more?
Yes, we have no bananas.
I see.
But you can see Mr. Chicory. He's right in that door.
Mr. Chicory, thank you very much. I'll go in.
Well, come right in, sir.
How do you do, Lawyer Chicory? My name is Parky Cocky.
Glad to know you.
Yes.
Would you mind sitting your business quickly? I'm sorry to rush you, but I have to catch a 5:15 ambulance.
Well, you see, I...
Oh, pardon me, pardon me.
Yes.
Hello? Yes, this is Chicory. Yes, he's my client. 20 years, eh? Well, I consider that a great victory. Thank you. Goodbye. Did you hear that? I just got a client of mine off with only 20 years.
Only 20 years? Mm. See, that's good. What was the charge?
Passing a red light.
Well, I wonder if I got the right lawyer. I don't know.
Go ahead with your story.
Well, you see, I...
Pardon me.
Yes,
hello? Chicory speaking. There is? There isn't. They could? Oh, they couldn't. They would? They wouldn't? They shouldn't? They would if they could? Well, thank you. Thank you. Not at all. Not at all. Goodbye. Telephone company. Just testing.
See.
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, you see...
Pardon me. Wait till I tell the switchboard operator not to disturb us anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Hello? Look, miss, don't put any more calls through here. Yeah. Oh, he is. Put him on. I've got some great news for him. Very important. Hello, Joe. I... Okay, goodbye. Well, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Yes. It's a good thing to pour out your heart like that to somebody. Eh? Now, you see...
Yes. Now, go right ahead with your story, sir.
Yeah, how do you like it so far? You see, I signed the lease.
I see. Have you the lease with you?
Yes, I have. It's right here.
Oh, fine. May I see it?
Right there.
Thank you. Happy Harry, let's see. Park your carcass, let's saw.
That's me.
My friend, this is an iron-bound lease. It's chiselers like you that go around trying to make trouble for honest people. Happy Harry has a right to stay in your window for 5 years, and I'm positive that this lease cannot be broken.
Hey, what makes you so positive?
I drew up the lease. I'm Happy Harry's lawyer.
Oh,
Gates, his clarinet, and his orchestra play Come the Baby Do. Thank you.
Betty.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Where's Parky?
Oh, he's gone down to see a lawyer about getting Happy Harry and his hamburger stand out of the window.
Gosh, Betty, if I knew Parky wanted to rent out his window, I would have rented it myself.
What would you do in the window, Bob?
Oh, I'd just stand there, Betty, and tell everybody who passed by the story of Old Gold. Of course, I'd rather rent a roof somewhere because the Old Gold story is one that should be shouted from the housetops.
Well, Bob, since you're having a housetop, how about telling the Old Gold story from here?
I will, Betty, I will. Here's the story. Every time you light an Old Gold, it's a new experience for you. For the amazing thing about this cigarette is its quality of giving you more smoking pleasure than you'd normally expect. But that's simply because Old Gold does more to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure. To be specific, in Old Gold you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, another added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on Old Gold is a detail which adds a special luxury to your smoking enjoyment. For it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So, listen, if you want more out of your smoking, it makes sense to smoke the cigarette that does more to give you more. The cigarette whose devotion to details means extra smoking comfort and pleasure, Old Gold. Well, that's the story, Betty.
And a very good story it is, too, Bob.
Well, you know, I think so. And millions of American smokers think so, too. See you later, Betty.
Okay, goodbye, Bob.
Oh, my, what I wouldn't give to get rid of that Happy Harry. Just you manage. Being stuck with him for 5 long years is... It's bad enough when he's selling hamburgers in my window and his customer sits down and eats them at my tables. And it's bad enough when they use my silverware and napkins and my mustard. But when he makes change for a dollar from my cash register and don't put in the dollar, that's going too far.
Well, 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 hello, Mr. Park, your carcass. Hey, what are you doing downtown here?
Well, if he's done be Orville Sharp, the salesman, you're just walking back to my restaurant.
Good, I'll walk along with you.
Yes.
Hey, what's happened to you? You look very unhappy. You look very decomposed.
I am decomposed. You see, I rent...
Oh, yeah, Bob Williams told me about Happy Harry renting your window space to sell hamburgers.
Yes.
Now, look, I assume you'd like to put Happy Harry out. Am I correct?
Are you correct? Boy, you was never so correct in your whole life.
Good. Come here. You know, there's two ways that you can put them out, don't you? You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. You say it's two ways?
Why, absolutely. One way is that the guy, he can go peaceful-like. The other way is that you gotta evict him. Throw him right out on the sidewalk and break his lease. You know he's not gonna go peaceful. There's no doubt about that, is there?
No doubt? No, I guess there's no doubt about it.
So the only thing left is you got a victim. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Who are you buying your evictions from?
Evictions? You mean you can buy evictions?
Why, say? I represent a company called No Matter Who the Pest Is, We Get Rid of Them the Best Is, Incorporated.
You mean you could get rid of people without no trouble?
Of course.
Of course?
Yep. We evict people and we make them like it at the same time. We do it nicely because we use tacket.
You use tacket?
Why, sure. In fact, that's our motto. In our racket, we use tacket. Now, if you'd like to buy one of our $100 evictions, yeah, we'll really evict Happy Harry in style. Here's what we do. We come into your place. We have 2 Nubian slaves. They're all dressed up. They're wearing purple knee breeches with tassels hanging down. They got long silk stockings on and shoes that coil up at the toes. They're wearing hats with plums in them.
Hats with plums? What kind of plums?
Asterisk plums.
Boy, you don't mean ostrich plums. You mean ostrich fumes.
You see these guys? They're carrying stretched on two poles a gorgeous gilt throne chair what's beautifully upholstered.
Upholstered? You say that eviction cost $100. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes. Oh, what do you say? Give me $100. We'll have Happy Harry out on the street in the morning.
Now, $100 is a lot of money. Maybe you could get them out a little cheaper, have you?
Well, I don't know. Here's an eviction we can give you for $50.
Yes?
For $50, we send in a guy to see Happy Harry. We tell him there's a loophole in his lease, see? Yeah. Now, when he takes out his lease to read it, we wait until he comes to the loophole, and then we throw his head in the loop and tighten it. That way, the guy can't catch his breath.
Can't catch his breath. That costs $50, huh? Say, so you don't happen to have with you a second-hand eviction I could buy cheap, have you? Something around $3.75,
$4? $4? You want to buy an eviction for $4? For $4, you expect me to put out a human being? Why, for $4, I wouldn't even put out a candle. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Here I am back at the restaurant already. Look at that. Look at that Happy Harry making hamburgers in my window. I even hate to go into my own place. Oh, if I could only find some way to get rid of him.
Ah, here you are. I've been waiting for you, Wacky.
Wacky, my name is not Wacky. It's Pasty. I mean, Parky.
Well, I got some good news for you.
You mean you're going to give up your lease?
Well, not exactly. You see, Opie tells me you don't want nobody selling hamburgers in your window.
That's right.
So I sold my lease to a fella in a different line of business altogether.
Oh, thank you very much, and I really appreciate that. You know, that was no good, selling hamburgers in my window.
I know, and you don't have to worry no more.
Thank you.
The fella I sold my lease to ain't going to sell no hamburgers. Made sure of that.
Well, you know, you're a wonderful fella. By the way, what is he going to sell?
Chop suey. He's a China.
Chop suey. Betty.
For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next week, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. Bob Williams saying good night for old gold.